is ontological coaching? In today's audio blog, Veronica Olaya Love, Newfield Network's CEO, explains.
Ontology is a fancy word that often gets confused with oncology, which is a different, you know, medical paradigm. But ontology, well, ology being the study of. And so ontology is the study of how we are being in life, right? How are we showing up in life? One could say that it really is a cultivation practice in awareness, in observing our own being in relation to self and in relation to others and in relation to the world in that sense. So in our work with Newfield, our ontological work, we primarily look at three different realms of the self, which we can look at the emotional aspect of ourselves. In this work, we really hold emotions as a territory of learning, a legitimate territory of learning. And often Julio mentions that learning has been kind of left to the side as like therapy or psychology that's over when something happens and then we go back to our real life. And so in this work, in the ontological tradition, we actually look at how emotions are part of the weave of life and how the more emotional integrity, the more emotional understanding and awareness we have, the deeper our capacity to live fully. And so we look at how emotions, that which puts us into motion, that what puts us into action. And the more wakeful we are, the more mindful we are to that, it gives us much more freedom in terms of how we show up in life. And that's one element. And then we also look at linguistically our language. How do we articulate life and how does life articulate us? So we look at the narratives, our internal dialogues, our internal stories that we tell ourselves. We look at the cultural stories that are often transparent, which means that we don't really even notice they're there, or we can't even often see them until we step out of our culture or step into a different location from which we can then look at those cultural narratives. And we also, within that same realm of language, we also look at this, what we call the speech acts. So we look at assessments and assertions, which we mentioned before. We also look at declarations, promises, offers, and really the anatomy of language and how being in touch with how we utilize language, we become more in contact with the generative power that language has. And by generative power, I'm referring to a sense that we can collaborate and communicate a new future together. So, and not to make it, you know, super fancy, but just bringing it down to the basics, I can say to you, hey, I'll meet you at that restaurant tomorrow at 2:00. And with you confirming, my future and my present has changed and your future and your present has changed. So the simple act of coordinating, the simple act of generating something to come into being in the future is a human phenomena that allows us to experience a very powerful relationship to the present and the future. You know, unlike a dog, right? A dog can make a request. It can scratch at the door. And when it scratches at the door, you know, oh, okay, this dog is asking to go outside. That's wonderful, but a dog cannot create a promise. It can't say, yes, I'll be back in 5 minutes, right? So in that sense, the linguistic capacity is very specific to humans. And it's such a beautiful thing, and we're so deeply steeped in it that we often don't recognize it or even see it. And so really, like, digging into the treasures of our language has been a really powerful thing. So we have emotions, we have language, and then the other realm that we look at is what we call somatics. And that would also just be our body, right? So how do we inhabit our own physiology, biology? How are we in our bodies? And what's been so lovely is to really give credence to the way that we're in our body is not innocent. And it is relevant, right? It has an impact. So if I'm speaking to you and my spine is tall and my shoulders are back and I'm, you know, in a state of an upright posture as I look into your eyes, it's very different than if my body is collapsed, if my chest is rounded, if my shoulders are hunched, even if I say the same words, because as humans, we do relate linguistically, and that's one element, but we have very large percentage of our communication happens on a nonverbal level. And so when we put some awareness and attention to the nonverbal and begin to see how the body impacts our speaking and our articulation, it's a pretty interesting game to play, actually. And so how we show up in our body, how we carry our body, how we're able to move into different dispositions or postures, or when we limit ourselves, it again limits our range for showing up, going back full circle now to the ontology. How are we showing up in life? So part of it, you know, I see the ontological work as a work that enables us to contact a much deeper freedom to show up authentically, to show up, from a place of really connecting our hearts with our, you know, intelligence on all levels, with our gut on all levels, and having that capacity to fluidly move in all arenas. And all of those three elements are steeped within culture, within history, you know, so we have these kind of concentric circles that surround those three components. And this dynamic of the emotion, the linguistic, and the somatic, all three of those, they play and they create what we call a dynamic coherence, which is just the wholeness of who we are. Just a little bit about ontological work.